Marketing Espresso, making marketing as enjoyable, energizing, and digestible as your morning coffee. Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning into another episode of Marketing Espresso. I hope that you are well. I know last week was a lot, and I had a lot of opinions in there, being my business birthday. But you won't believe it, this week is my birthday. So you probably do believe it if you've been listening to the potty, because every single year we go through this. Week one is the business, week two is mine, and I always give you guys some reflections. But what I'm actually going to do for my birthday this year, and look, you might have hated some of my reflections last week. Like, maybe you're a huge believer that university is the answer and no one is educated unless they go there. You know, because stats worldwide say that university educated people, blah, 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 blah. And sure, that's all really true, but I'm highly educated and I didn't go to uni. So I'm going to buck that trend. But I also think that, you know, with the 20s thing, like, I know it's an opinion and it's not one that a lot of people like, but I think personally from my own wisdom to anyone in their 20s, because I think these days, like, Everyone's trying to be an age above their time, right? Like, I'm not trying to be in my 40s. I don't know what I'm going to learn in my 40s. I'm not there yet. And I laugh because I had this conversation with someone I know that's in their 50s the other week. And she's like, oh, Beck, wait till you get to 50s. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not never going to try and give you the wisdom of a 36-year-old. Oh God, I just told you my age. I'm never going to give the wisdom of my 36-year-old to someone older than me. I'm going to sit back, shut up and listen to them. But they're going to still, if they're, The connection is they're still going to ask things about me, about how to be, you know, like about where I'm at in my life and what I'm experiencing life as, because life for them 20 years ago was very different. So it's all about that mutual respect and understanding what you can learn from both people younger than you and older than you. But the wisdom definitely comes with age. And we know for women, there's a really great podcast out by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, the woman from Seinfeld, you might know her from, and I hope I didn't bastardize the name, but yeah, she's got one called Wiser Than Me. And I think for women, it really goes into this fact that the older we get, the more forgotten we become, because women aren't seen as wise, right? And this is why I want to buck that trend, because we look at girls in their 20s, and because they're youthful and they're fun and they're beautiful and they're sexy and they're confident, we look at them and we're like, oh, they must have all the answers. But most of the time, they're just as insecure as the rest of us. And they're just much better at masking it because they're in their 20s. And that's what you do in your 20s. You mask really well. And you know, and I think this, it's different for a guy, right? Like, men are seen to get wiser the older they get. And I love that, you know, this Wiser Than Me exists and that it's really sparking these conversations between women that have had incredible lives but don't share their stories because they feel forgotten and invisible. And so off topic to marketing, but I think always seek to learn from people older than you. They've walked paths that you haven't, and always seek to get the energy and the enjoyment from the people younger than you and get the experiences that they're having right now. Understand the world through their lens as well and ask them how they are. You know, like the lens of a 15, you know, I connect with a lot of my friends' daughters who are obviously, you know, they're sparking from 6 to 18 and, you know, they still at their core have so many of the same problems that I had growing up, you know, boys and all of this. And are they beautiful enough or confident enough? Like, all these things still exist for men and women. But I think what I seek to learn from them is how they're going to do life differently to how I did. And what opportunities exist for them and things that I might be missing out on, opportunities that still exist for me, right? That's my thing about age. How random. Not what you expected from a podcast about marketing. But I will say there is this trend at the moment going around on Instagram of, like, it's like, what's actually going on for me? And because we know that it says Instagram is fake, this is what's actually going on for me. And I love that because I think that we're always so quick to put our best foot forward. I mean, I don't actually think I am. I think I'm pretty real, pretty raw, and very happy to always take a photo without makeup. But adding my trackies, like, it's a PJ day today here in Sydney when I'm recording. It is pouring rain outside. And actually, I've recorded this pretty close to its release date, which normally I'm a solid month in advance, but this is only 2 weeks out. And yeah, my birthday's looming, and what's going on for me is, like, this knowledge that my life has just not turned out the way that I ever thought it would have been. And I think I say that every year, like every year, I'm sure I said those exact words last year. And like, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, like, I just can't, you know, when people are like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'm like, I have no fucking idea. And I'm okay with that. I don't believe in a 5-year plan. I don't know. I just don't. I love people that do. I've got goals and dreams and things that I want to achieve, but I don't have a 5-year plan flat out. Like, I know for me, my life has never worked out where if I had a 5-year plan, like, that's just not going to happen. Like, it's just not going to happen. I've never had a plan go to plan ever in my entire life. I've never had a 5-year plan be like, yes, and in 2 years, I'm going to be married and have a baby, or like, I don't know. It's just, I think it's such a limiting, for me, it's such a limiting thing. Like, I have a year plan and I have goals that I want to achieve in that year. And if I know I can't achieve it that year, then I'm like, okay, well, next year it is. If something comes up, because then the day life does come up. Like, I'm supposed to be doing a UTA in, I don't know, 6 weeks. And I've still got this potential. It's not long COVID. I don't think I'm going to call it that, but I'm still not right from when I had COVID a month ago. So, you know, my ability to do that run is going to be so different. Yet I had, you know, if you look on my Instagram from January, it's like, I've got big goals for my UTA, for my trail running this year. And I'm like, fuck, the big goal is just finishing now. And it's annoying, right? Because I wanted to do well. I wanted to prove that I could do well, but maybe doing well is the finishing, right? So what's really going on for me? What is really going on in my world in terms of my business and my life and my, you know, my profits and yeah, like my marketing? Well, let's start with business. My business this year has definitely hit the course that I wanted it to. I'm actually really happy of where I'm at in business. I'm really excited by the people I'm working with. And yeah, there's just so much opportunity this year. Last year felt very, very challenging. It was very stagnant. I was having really hard conversations in terms of like just people not wanting to spend money on their business, which is fine. Like, it was a tough economy last year. This year's still the same tough economy, but I think people like, we need to change something. We need to look at something where like we're ready to make some moves. And, you know, everyone I know in business this year is having a better year, which is great. That makes me happy. It makes me happy because my clients are doing better too. So yeah, I think this year there's a lot of opportunity out there. I'm still getting ghosted. For every 5 proposals I put out, I get ghosted by at least 2, which is frustrating. But I mean, I really dislike, here's a ramble for you. Don't ghost. You don't have to ghost me. Just be honest. Be like, hey, Beck, I actually don't want to work with you. Like, that's okay. I'm not for everyone. And I don't want to be. And if the price is too high, then that's also okay. Cause you don't see the value in it. And I'm not going to spend hours trying to convince you of the value if you don't see it in it. I know the work that I do is incredibly valuable and I'm not undermined just cause someone else doesn't see my value. That would be ridiculous. And I know the value because I know that every person that walks out of a room with me is like, that was so helpful, because I'm always demanding feedback from people that work with me. If you do my 90-minute sessions, you know how much I'm like, come on, was that helpful? Like, talk to me about it. Like, you know, give me the feedback. So yeah, I think don't ghost in business. It's a really shit thing to do. And like, it's a really shit thing to do in any aspect of your life. Have honest conversations with people. Like it might be awkward. It might be hard, but yeah, like do it. Like, stop ghosting people. But business has got a lot of opportunity this year and I'm doing the work that I thoroughly enjoy doing. So win, win, win all around. Yeah. I mean, I'm off to Melbourne next week to do some strategy sessions. So that's exciting. I've had some very cool collaborations come out of the works. We've done some really good masterclasses already this year. If you missed a personal brand one, make sure you hit me up for that. That was a really great one with Astar and Leah. Yeah, lots of cool shit going on in my business. Now, marketing. What's bothering me about marketing at the moment? I think we're at a really interesting point. And I touched on this in my first episode of the year where I was like, okay, here's my thoughts for 2024. And I think marketing's interesting at the moment because there's so many changes in the social world. And whether you're aware of it or not, or you've even thought about the impact of the flow on effect, I think there's still a lot of conversations around TikTok. I was actually on a date yesterday. Here we go. you guys love my dating stories. I was on a date yesterday with a guy who, very smart man, very good profession, but he just admitted he'd downloaded TikTok. And I was like, okay, talk to me about this. And I think it's real. I find it really fascinating, people that are going on TikTok, because they are not held accountable by the same laws as Meta. And I think it's really important people understand that. So your data is not secure with anyone, okay? Let's not lie. Let's not sit here and say that Meta does great things with your data. It does not. Look, LinkedIn is probably the most vanilla of them all in terms of what they're doing. But, you know, the minute that businesses are making money off your data, and they certainly will do that continuously. And they're also, like, we know that Meta has conducted psychological experiments before through its platforms. Like, whew, it's done some bad shit. And social media is not a good place by any means. But at least for me, there's a little bit of comfort in the fact that Meta can be held accountable in a court, that we, like, in our world, can say they have to not pay for it, but they have to be to a standard, right? But they don't, because they also can choose. You know, people are up in arms about this, the fact that they might not see so much politics in their feed anymore. You bought into a platform that has the right to do that. Why are you angry? And yeah, it's not right, but you don't own that platform. And I think as the public, because we think, because there's so many of us on there, that we suddenly own the platform. Well, no, the platform is its own company, and it's making its own decisions. We don't have the right to make those decisions for it. We can all disappear off the platform and be pissed off and remove ourselves and create our own platform. Do that any day of the week. But at the end of the day, you need to understand there's still a business making business decisions. And I think we get so up in arms about stuff because we forget that they're not beholden to us. Not at all. And I find it funny. They're still a corporation, people that are trying to make money. So the minute that you're pissed off about something with them, you have the option of not dealing with them as a corporate anymore. You're buying from them every single time you log on. I just want people to really understand that you are buying from them every time you log on. So if you're angry about something, sure, you can send them a letter. Like, you could send Woolies a letter if you think that they're a bit shit because they don't care about people and all they care about is profits. And they don't care about the farmers. We all know this. Yeah, sure, you can send them a letter. You can tell them that you're pissed off. But at the end of the day, they can continue to do what they do. And if you continue to buy from them, then you are feeding the machine. And you can't really complain if you're continuing to feed the machine. Now, my point about TikTok is, and the interesting fact that it's being, like, what's happening in the US with them, they have every right to do that in the US. Because, yeah, the security breaches are huge, like, in terms of your data is not protected on any level. Like, Meta has to somewhat abide by corporate law. TikTok doesn't, because they're not a United States business, right? And they're not a business in the traditional terms that we are dealing with. So I think it's just really, I think the social media space for me right now in marketing, it's like everyone's flooding it with the same stuff. It's all, you know, there's a lot of copy paste happening because people have done courses, got templates, done this, done that. And I think that's sad. I think it's sad if you're using someone else's templates for stuff because it's not your brand and your brand identity, and you're automatically giving your power up and you think someone else has the right recipe, but you have the right recipe for your business. And damn well believe it. You don't need someone else's recipe. You can learn from them. You can be like, okay, they had success doing XYZ. But you learn and adapt XYZ to your own recipe. And I think a lot of people are forgetting that. They're like, no, this is, you know, so-and-so has a seven-figure business because they just did XYZ and they used this Canva template. And I'm like, that's not it. The recipe works. And also you're buying from the recipe. Like, you're buying from them because they're selling you the dream. So I think getting really clear that some people are going to convince us to do things because it works for them. They have a sale because they're convincing you of it, right? And I think that's what I find frustrating about marketing at the moment. We don't have enough brands. Like, you've got some really great brands out there that, like, show this incredible ability to stand in their own power and to be successful. Like, you know, like the go-tos of the world, right? Like, Zoe Foster-Blake built that brand and it is so itself. It stands out above and beyond, for me, a lot of other beauty brands that are like, okay, we're going to have an ad that looks like this. We're going to, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, it highlights beauty in a different way. And I love that. And I think that for all those brands out there that are just copy paste, or, you know, they're not, spending the time to understand why they're unique and why they're different. Spend the time. Create a brand identity that is above and beyond copy-paste. You are better than copy-paste. If you have been brave enough to start a business, you don't need to follow anyone else's recipe. Because yes, you can learn. I always encourage you to learn from other people and take advice from marketers and see what worked for them, but understand what worked for them will not necessarily work for you. And we're smart enough to know this. It's just we buy into the hype most of the time. Like we buy into the fact that these people like, come join me and 10 other women and 50 other women that have had all of this success. And I think I see it a lot more in the female space. I work with a lot of men and I work with a lot of women. And the way women and men do business is a lot different. And the way women and men market is a lot different. So that's all I'm going to say on that, because I just really want you to believe in the brand that you're building and do it uniquely for you. And really like trust yourself enough to do that. Be brave enough to do that. You know, like don't worry about copy paste. You don't need to copy paste. So that's what's bothering me in marketing at the moment. And the fact that I think that there is so much more potential out there for people to be different. And I think a lot of people are living in this copy paste world to the point where we're not being innovative anymore. And I'm not saying I'm wildly innovative with my marketing, but I love dropping ideas to people in strategies where it's like, have you thought about this? And they'll be like, oh my God, no, that's genius. And it's like just thinking about ways to market that are a little bit different. The UN has said that we are currently in a global pandemic of loneliness, right? Well, how does that affect your marketing? Because I promise you, it affects every consumer you are trying to touch. So understanding global trends at the moment and even localized trends like the Run Club trend, right? I did a post on that and people were like, loved it. Like I had so much feedback about it. But it was like there is this trend for run clubs at the moment, and it's because people are sick of online dating. People are sick of being online. They want to be persons. They want to be face-to-face. They want connection. People are feeling disconnected. So how in your marketing and how in your product suite can you bring connection together? Thinking outside the square, being innovative, building these brands that are innovative, that are fun, that bring back humanity. That's my frustration with marketing at the moment. That's what's going on for me. And also I just get so frustrated with this. I get frustrated with the copy paste world. And I get frustrated with the bullshit selling that's like, you're only able to sell that because you're creating a need for it. And it's fucking smart, by the way. But I don't believe in, I just don't believe in selling to people if I can't help them. That's me personally. It really goes against everything in my core. Yeah. So that's my frustration with marketing. And my win with marketing is that I think people are starting to see that it can be done a bit differently. And they're starting to open their eyes to the fact that social media may not be the answer. And I think people are like, we just need to stop looking for the quick fixes all the time. Everyone wants results instantly, but if you haven't done any of the work, it's not going to happen. Like you don't run a marathon because you wake up and decide you're going to. You don't cross finish lines without doing work. So yeah, ingraining that belief in people and also the fact that people are starting to see that. And life. Well, I had this conversation with my psych the other day because you all know that I am a huge believer in mental health and looking after yourself. So I generally see my psych every couple of months, if not, if I'm having a bad patch, if I'm just feeling a bit stuck or I'm on a bit of a loop, which I tend to get into, I'll go monthly if I need to. But it's one of those things that I'm very privileged that I can afford to go, and I recognize that. But, you know, there are ways that you can get help to go if you need to go. You know, I said, I just feel like I can't get ahead in life at the moment. I said, you know, my strata just went up $300 a quarter again. Yep, that's right, again. For no fucking reason, by the way. Anyway, that's a whole other podcast episode. But yeah, I said it actually in an accountability meeting to some of the girls that I work with. And I was just like, yeah, I just feel like I can't get ahead. And they're like, talk to us about that. Like, what does that actually mean? And then my psych turned to me and she goes, oh, you can't get ahead, can you? So you haven't rebuilt your life after a divorce, built your own company, bought your own place, you know, raised a very solid little puppy, a very good behaved little Toby. Yeah. Like, and she really pointed out to me, I guess, all of the wins that we, like, sometimes I think we just take them for granted. Like, just sit there and you're like, Yeah, but my life just feels like it's plodding along, and it's like, what a good plod, right? Like, I do have my shit sorted, and I have done incredibly well in my life, and there's still going to be hard times and lessons and things that I get called out for, and oh, look, I'm sure there'll be other bad years in business. Not every year is going to be good, and you know, there'll be lessons in that too. There's going to be more heartache, I'm sure. There'll be things that happen. But on the whole, this whole concept of can't get ahead of what? Like, why? It's this concept around, like, what does success look like? And I think I really do blame social media for this, because we have dickheads that just go on there and they're like, my life is so good all of the time. And even when they're being vulnerable with you, they still go back to the default of, let me show you how good my life is all of the time. And if anyone ever wants to call me out for that, do it. But I don't really think I do that. I think I'm pretty open and honest. But I think, like, we have this even pre-social media, though. Success was a woman gets married, a woman has kids, and that's our purpose in life, because that's the evolutionary purpose that we've always had. And I've had this conversation twice this week about the fact that we are on a revolution, especially for women. Like, we've been living it for the last 50 years, right? Like, women have come so far in 50 years, more than we've done in 5,000 years. And it feels like a struggle right now, I think, for a lot of women. I can't speak for men. I think men are having their own struggles and their own identity problems or issues or concerns or challenges with this, obviously, this tension for women. And we're just calling for better. And I don't think we're tolerating shit anymore. And as a single woman in my 30s, yeah, it's fucking tough. The tension is tough, and the fact that you would go on a date with a guy and instantly you sit across from him and he knows you don't need him. He knows that, like, you're independent, you've got your shit sorted, like, you've got a business, a house, a dog, and you're happy. How intimidating is that? And yeah, it's really hard. I think that's the first time I've openly really said that. It's really hard to find a guy that appreciates a strong woman and wants to be with one. And for the men out there that are with strong women and appreciate them and support them, and I know you exist, good on you, because you are few and far between. And I say that through all of the data I've collected on the dates I've been on and the way that I've been spoken to, which is absolutely mortifying and horrific. Yeah, it's been really hard. Like, dating is really hard, to the point where, like, I have said I'm going to give it up many times, because, yeah, being an independent woman and having your shit sorted is not appealing to the majority of men. They want to be able to either control you, or they want, you know, that's why I guess Andrew Tate was so popular, right? We as women are being, you know, we're creating a lot of tension for men, because we're asking men also to be a different version of themselves, to be more sensitive, to be more caring, to be more vulnerable, to be able to be more in touch with their emotions, to communicate better. And I'm not saying women have those things sorted either. I definitely didn't. I was stoic as fuck, avoidant. And I've spoken about that very wildly, because I think very openly, because I think it's really important to be very self-aware of when you are your own worst enemy. But yeah, I've definitely gotten to a point now where it is very challenging out there for me as a single woman in her late 30s. So I will always keep you guys posted on that, but that's my life. But it definitely feels pretty damn good most days. Financially, it's still fucking hard. You look at the average wage needed to live in Sydney right now, and it's very challenging. The cost of living crisis, all of it, it's real. And it feels hard, and it especially feels hard for a single woman with her own business. But we're making it happen, and I believe that it's only going to get better. I have faith in all of the things that are meant for me, and I have belief. I mean, I'm a stupidly positive and optimistic at most times, even when I feel absolutely shit. I'm like, it'll be okay. So yeah, I'm happy. It's my birthday on Saturday, and I'm stoked. I'm not stoked to be closer to 40, I'll tell you that much. My skincare routine stepped up a notch this week. I wish I was kidding, but I'm not, because I still feel all of those pressures of, even though I'm happy with no makeup on, I'm so happy with no makeup on. I'm so happy in the body that I have. It's fucking incredible. Like, this thing does marathons. we're in it together, even though we've been a bit sick lately and that's not been ideal. But yeah, it's I'm very happy, but I still also do worry about wrinkles like the rest of everyone out there. I even have had conversations with guys recently about their skincare routine. So boys, you need to look after your skin. You are not immune to it. And men just age better, don't they? The bastards. So that's what's, I guess, worrying me or concerning me or what is on my mind outside of just doing work, being happy. You know, there is always this. And for me, there's this whole, should I move? Should I live by the beach? Should I get a housemate? Should I? I have 1,000 thoughts going through my head at any one moment about what I should be doing with my life or what I'm not doing that I'm like, oh, I should be doing that. And it's this should, right? That whole don't should on yourself. I'm the worst for it. But yeah, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at headed into my 36th birthday. I'm planning to have a couple of drinks this weekend and just enjoy life and hopefully go for a big ass run because that's how I enjoy my life, less than having a hangover now. Having a hangover is definitely not as triumphant as it was when I was in my 20s. I was like, oh, I had a big night. Now it's like I had a small night and I was able to run like 10Ks the next day. How good. I think life just shifts like that the older you get. And I think, you know, I think younger people these days are prioritizing their health earlier, which I think is good. I was of that generation where we drank way too much, we partied way too hard, but my God, did we have some fun. And I think that is the key thing for me. It's always, how can I be adventuring and exploring and learning, and how can I be having fun? They're two of the key important things for me. Anyway, I'm going to wrap up. I don't know if that was helpful. I hope it was. Give you some insight into like my actual life, what I'm thinking, because, you know, everyone deserves to know each other that little bit deeper, I guess, and build those connections. So if there's anything that's been helpful or anything that sparked ideas in you, don't be afraid to reach out. I love having chats with you all. And I'm not going to listen back to this because God knows, I don't remember what I said. But I hope it's been helpful and have a great week. I'll be back in your ears next week. Hi, Beck here, just dropping in to say that if you are struggling with your marketing planning, I have got the solution just for you. I have recently launched my marketing planner to the world, and I am offering it to you at a 5% discount for listening to the potty. You can see what's in the planner and how it's going to change your life simply by visiting my website, beckchapel.com.au, and heading to the resources section. When you're ready to check out, chuck in Potty VIP and you'll get your 5% discount. Thanks for listening, and I hope that it changes your life.